Welcome to the Equity Team Podcast, where we provide Sedona, Arizona real estate insight to help you thrive during your next real estate transaction.
Welcome back, investors. Today, we have a special guest. We've got Joe, one of my clients, a very savvy investor, and he purchased a short-term rental. It's kicking butt, and we're going to be talking about that. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
Yeah, it's my genuine pleasure. I'm really glad you could be here, and it's really a wonderful thing to offer this info to help out the audience as well, so that they could kind of learn from your experience and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So what I'd love to do is just dive in here and give you a chance to be in the spotlight a little bit. So how's your property performing? What can you share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I was... We talked a little bit before the show here, and I was, you and I talk a decent amount, and I'm in the process of, I just wrapped up a renovation, and in the process of doing that, I basically created another wing of the house. So it went from a 3-2 to a 6-3. So obviously huge value add that I just wrapped up. And in my first month having done that and completed the renovation, the gross rents have actually gone up 80% from, you know, it was performing really well before. I was very happy, and now it's just like kind of off the charts. So cash on cash return is just over 30%, and we're kind of just getting started. I think it's going to continue to grow. So I'm very happy.
Yeah. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to be sleeping very well at night, you know, as you see not only the checks coming in, but, you know, just the high occupancy, the strong bookings, and, you know, knowing what you're getting per night and per week and all of that, that's going to be very exciting throughout the next year.
Yeah.
So how would you, just again, for the benefit of our audience here, how would you kind of describe the process, you know, especially the earlier process of before close of escrow, and then we can kind of go from there quickly into what it was like after close of escrow until now?
Yeah. So first off, I've done just under 10 real estate transactions in my career so far, and continue to network and explore in that space. And I think the number one thing is, and I'm not saying this just because, you know, you're asking, but the number one thing that I tell people when they are looking to make an investment is either know the market really well, ideally, or if you can't know it as well as you would like to make a good investment, find someone that can. And so that's how you and I met. And, you know, I actually found you on this YouTube channel 13 months ago. And so it's kind of funny that, you know, we're here talking now and things have gone as well as they have. But, you know, the shopping process, as far as searching for the property, I specifically was doing a 1031 exchange. You were very knowledgeable on that process, which there's a lot of real estate agents, realtors that are not as savvy on a lot of the tools in our tool belt as investors that we need to know how to navigate and implement throughout the process. And you were extremely helpful in that. Had a lot of great contacts in that space from a financing standpoint. And so really just, it was kind of like a one-stop shop for, okay, I'm exploring. I'm interested in this new market, Sedona, Arizona. But the missing piece initially was, who's my agent? I knew that the market was good. It's pricier, but you, just like in any market right now in kind of the real estate cycle, I'm really a true believer in you have to make a deal, not buy a deal. So hence me doing the renovation that I did. But I got off on a little tangent there, but I hope that that's valuable for, you know, your audience to hear, because I think it's really relevant.
I think so. I really appreciate that feedback. And, you know, I've been thinking about your property and I like your property a lot, but not because you pull up to the front and you're like, holy cow, this is the best property ever. It's a great property, but it checks the right boxes so that it's effective as a short-term rental. And that's a really powerful thing. It's amazing how, sure, there are some really successful short-term rental properties that look, I mean, just sexy. They're like sexy as all get out. But there are a lot of properties that they don't stand up as like, you know, top 1% most beautiful properties in the area. And they do really well too, as long as, again, you check those boxes. Yours is kind of in between. It's an attractive property. And it has a lot to offer.
Watch yourself, yeah. John.
I don't want to hurt your property's feelings. No, it is an attractive property, but you know, for example, I've spent the morning this morning. I've been on the phone with three sets of clients that are all considering this multi-million-dollar property that just hit market as a short-term rental, and it's definitely top 1% of what's in the area, and it will be a great short-term rental. But not because it is that way, but because of the boxes that it checks. Because I also know highly attractive properties that would be terrible short-term rentals, you know, and you want to avoid them. So now the post-close of escrow stuff, how did that go for you?
That's a good question. Doing a lot. I mean, in retrospect, there's a few things that I would have done differently. And again, like anytime you enter a new market, there's always a learning curve as far as like knowing who to work with. And now I went through a few handymen, and really I should have just started talking with them earlier. That would have solved the problem.
That's great advice.
Finding availability. Is very important, and of course time is money in what we do, because you have carrying costs. But overall, I mean, it turned out tremendously well. The property looks great, and people love it. Guests are very happy. I'm happy when I go there. I've had friends out there. It's gone really well. And then, you know, there's a lot of, fortunately for Sedona and your clients, like there is a tremendous amount of, you know, cleaners, vendors that tailor towards exactly what we're talking about here, because that's, you know, the main economic driver in a vacation destination.
Yeah.
So it was hard to find good cleaners. It's been great.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that. Now, without giving away any secrets that you're not comfortable sharing, what would you say, you know, things that give you the edge? I want you to still have the edge. I always want my clients to outperform everyone else. But what can you share that maybe really helps to lift up the performance of your property?
I think, well, I know now that it's really about understanding, you know, everyone when they go on a vacation, they're not looking for a property. They're looking for an experience. And how can you deliver that experience? Like, I know that when I stay at my home in Sedona, there's a lot of things that are really memorable, like, you know, being in the hot tub with friends at night or in the pool and it's heated at night, you know, you can float under the stars, and it's hard to, you know, Sedona is a place along with other markets in the United States where people, it's definitely a destination that people go to, and they're happy to spend good money going to that destination if they can find the right experience. And so what brings people together, like you think about you know, kids, families, pools, hot tub, outdoor seating, You also want to think about, you know, people go there for the great weather, but they also want to cool off. So the pool is, again, very important. I think having the ability to heat it year round and be willing to do that is extremely important. The hot tub is great for getting you through kind of the shoulder season. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, indoor game room, like that's big. So I have a pool table and, you know, two very large TVs. And yeah, I think just really even just the basic things that aren't necessarily, don't need to be sexy, but mm-hmm. make them sexy, because people will thank you for it and come back and tell their friends.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I say this a lot in life, but it's kind of like, choose your problems, right? Like, do you want to cut the corners and have not great furniture that you're going to have to replace, or that you're not going to enjoy staying in or sitting on that sofa, or buying something that's higher end? You can still get performance fabric, so it's easier to clean up. Mm-hmm. People appreciate that stuff and they see the thoughtfulness that goes behind it. And then I would say also, aside from amenities, is, you know, I manage myself, so I can see that people really appreciate the level of experience that I deliver every time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Spot on. Now, obviously, like you said before, you did just finish a renovation. Do you plan on doing further improvements, or do you think you're pretty well done with your improvements at this point?
I think I will. I think continuing to, I think you kind of have to, for my own goals, mm-hmm. I think if I were to leave it the way that it is, it would be a great investment, and it already is. I'm just always trying to make it better. So that's just me. But I will, you know, continue to probably add more things. Like right now I'm talking with my cleaner, and she's been fantastic. And she actually mentioned, you know, I have a property that, they allow dogs, and something you might want to consider, Joe, is having a kind of, you know, really tailoring and making that, that family that does have a dog that is traveling with their dog to Sedona to hike, make that a very, teed up situation for them. So right now I'm looking at getting a dog bed and, mm-hmm. you know, dog bowls and poop bags and a pooper scooper. And so little things like that, that
nice.
People don't really think about or care to think about.
That's a really nice thought. You're right. A lot of times, you know, the dogs are kind of ignored and neglected. And, you know, people that have dogs love their dogs. It's a family member, and having those things provided, you feel pampered, you know, and you feel like it's this thoughtful extra thing. And that's a really good point. Yeah. Now, Joe, I think I already know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you plan to buy another short-term rental in the greater Sedona area?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any, not specifically what, exactly kind of breakdown of property that you'd like to buy, but do you have any thoughts as far as what you're going to be, mm-hmm. Wanting?
Yeah. I mean, really, I probably, you know, I've figured out, what works for me and mm-hmm. what, I know, you know, I have a full-time job and another business. And, there are a lot of investments that, you know, in any market that, are great on paper that are just not there for me. They're not worth my time. And so I would rather buy a more expensive mm-hmm. property or invest more into a property, to make it, worth my time. So really larger property, larger square footage with the opportunity to add more bedrooms, amenities that I mentioned previously. I'll be doing that again. And I think that's it in a nutshell.
That's really a great point, you know, about leveraging your own time and leveraging your money as well, instead of buying a bunch of cheap ones, which all require the same amount of time. In fact, usually the cheaper the property, the more time they require. But rather than doing that, get, you know, one or two, we're not talking, you know, hecta luxury here, but, you know, nicer properties that cost a little more. And typically those give the best returns anyway, you know, strongest ROIs in greater Sedona area, from my experience, is it's usually about $1 million to $2 million, rather than where most people fall in, which is, you know, let's say 700,000 to $1 million or something like that. You come up a little bit more and your percentage return is greater and your leverage of time and energy is much more effective. So right. I'm glad you said that. Well, cool. Joe, thank you again for joining. That's all we have time for today. I really appreciate you coming on. This is amazing.
Awesome. Of course, Chad.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Equity Team Podcast. To speak with one of our top agents, visit us at owninaz.com. That's owninaz.com. Or call us at 928-323-0031.